Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah. Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, January the 31st, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, I'm your host. I'm the bishop and the woman of God of this assembly. So welcome into our house this morning. Hallelujah. I'm the hostess with the mostest. Praise God. And I'm being joined by my beautiful family in the persons of Mother Shirley. Hallelujah. Minister Gladys. My beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle. Hallelujah. Apostle Edwin and Prophetess Kathleen. Hallelujah. Deacon William. And of course, our beautiful speaker of the hour. Hallelujah. Dear Apostle Zeta. So we are all here this morning, and we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to our worship service. Thank you, Jesus. We are so glad that you're here. And I would just like to say a special good morning and welcome back to Deacon William Isbell. We are so glad that you are with us this morning. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, saints of God, for your prayers, because I have a praise report. Minister Anthony Brooks is out of the hospital. Thank you, Jesus. So I just want to say a special thank you to every one of you that prayed all around the world for our minister, Minister Anthony Brooks. At this time, I'm going to ask Evangelist Michelle to come forward and open us in prayer. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. If we could all just close our eyes and bow our heads and just come humbly before the throne of grace. Oh, precious and most holy God, we come thanking you and praising you for yet another day. But mostly we come thanking you and blessing you, Father God, for your love and your grace that you bless us with. Lord God, we thank you. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we could never thank you for all the love that you give us and that we receive from you, Father God. You're so gracious and so merciful to us all, Father God. And we thank you for this last day, this last Sunday in January 2021, that you've blessed us all to see, Father God, and to be blessed with, Father God. And we're just so gracious for it, Father God. We just lift you up right now, and we praise your most righteous and gracious name, Lord God. We just thank you for just being some of your servants to lift you up on today that made it to see this day and to worship you in unison all around the world, Father God. We lift you up, and we just thank you for so merciful, Father God, being obedient to your word, Father God. We just praise you, Father God, because you're so loving. And you just
worship you.
All the praise and love of all of us. And if all of our tongues at one time say at one time in unison, Father God, we love you and we thank you. We love you and we thank you. If we all could say it with 10,000 tongues at one time or in unison, Lord, you would say, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
We magnify
you, Lord.
Come on in the room, Jesus.
Enough if we all could say it and open our hearts with richness and love at one time.
Come on in.
We love you. We thank you. We bless you. We bless you.
Jesus.
We give you all the praise and honor for all you've done. You touched us with your finger of love, and our eyes all spring open.
Jesus.
We love you, Lord. We love you. We
thank
you, Lord.
Come
we
on in the
you.
Room.
We bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify
Lord. Right
you.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
In all our oneness, we love you, Lord. In all our togetherness, we love you, Lord. We
Jesus.
Praise you. We thank you for just letting us have eyes to see and hands to clap and move about, legs to walk on, and just love our families with our hearts beating in unison. Lord God, we wouldn't have enough love to love you as much as
my
you
Lord,
love us.
Amen.
God. And we just thank you so much for all that you do for us,
Lord.
In on a daily, Father God. I pray
that you
will just continue to love us, and we will continue to love you, and that the whole world
Jesus.
Together will just continue to pour out their love as you pour
thank
out your
you,
love
Lord
to
Jesus.
Us, Father God, and continue to just fill us up with you, and we
Amen.
Continue to try to be obedient
thank
to your
you,
word,
Jesus.
Father God. Each day that you bless us to see another day, and we
thank you,
as one to continue to be as you would have us to be. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
I pray that all the children around the world could just continue to
come
give.
Come on. Amen.
So we pray right now that all the children of the world would continue to come to the throne of grace and give their lives to the ministry, but to your ministry. To be
yes,
to be
Lord.
As
amen.
You want to be your children in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That was Pastor Donnie McClurkin singing Speak to My Heart. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. Thank you, Jesus. Each and every Sunday morning, we have our very own Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell come, and she will bring us a reading from the powerful devotional of Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And I really love hearing Mother Mitchell bring the reading because she does it with such conviction, and it really just gets us, our spirits stirred up to praise the Lord. So at this time, please turn your attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading does indeed come from the devotional Destined to Reign by Pastor Joseph Prince. The powerful lessons from this devotional reads as follows. We will be looking at 1 Corinthians 1 and 26 this morning. It'll be entitled, God Can Use Those Whom the World Rejects. 1 Corinthians 1 and 26 reads, For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You may think that you are a nobody, maybe even a has-been or a loser in the eyes of the world. Take heart, because God's word says, if you are not wise, not mighty, or not noble according to the flesh, then you are a prime candidate for him to call on. Ooh. And when he begins to use you, you will see his favor, power, and increase change your life. In the eyes of the ancient world, Moses was the rising star of Egypt. The Bible tells us that in the first 40 years of his life, Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. You can read more of that, about that in Acts 7:22. But God could not use him then because he was too smart, strong, and full of himself. It was only 40 years later, after having been in the unglamorous desert of Midian, emptied of himself and thinking that he was a has-been, that God sent him to confound the might of Pharaoh. The world may pass them by, the weak, the small, the forgotten, and the losers. But God chooses them to confound those mighty in the world. I know this to be true because he's going to relate to us a little story about himself here. As a little boy, I grew up facing rejection and ridicule because of my Indian-Chinese racial mix. And as a teenager, I was the butt of many jokes because of my stammering and stuttering. When I was in my teens, I remember praying to God, I don't know what I can do for or give you, but you've got me, spirit, soul, and body. I don't know how many times I prayed that prayer, but I knew that God heard me because he called me. Only God would dare choose me, a stammering and stuttering to pastor a church for him that he has since grown to more than 16,000 members today. I know what I was and where I came from. I know I have done nothing and can do nothing apart from his anointing and grace in my life. My friends, when you think that you are weak and small compared to others in the world, that is when God can use you to do great and wonderful things for him. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day, God chooses the weak, the small, the forgotten, and the losers to confound those mighty in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we just have to encourage ourselves. My
Amen.
Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you
yes.
for the ability to encourage ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is the time when we as a family come together on one accord with one heart set, one mindset, and one spirit. Hallelujah. Lifting, standing in the gap. Lifting up our brothers and sisters, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, because we believe that prayer changes things. We believe
yeah.
that when we abide in the Lord and He abides in us, we can go to Him and ask what we will and it shall be done, because we have seen Him do it time and time and time again. So right now we are going to go to the throne room, and we are just going to bless God, and we are just going to lift up the sick, the shut-in. We want you to be praying for your unsaved loved ones, your
yeah.
family, your friends, your coworkers. We want you to pray about the conditions of our nation, of this world. We want you to be thinking about all of that as we go to the Lord. Because He pities every groan. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He hears those prayers that we speak and those prayers that we don't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
the Holy Spirit has a way of taking our groans, our moans, our hurts, our pains.
Jesus.
And He takes it and He takes it straight to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father,
yeah.
intercessing on our behalf. So let us bow before Him and pray. O Most High, we once again come before your throne of grace, praising your mighty and holy name, not just for what you do, but for who you are. We
yes.
thank you that we have the honor and the privilege of calling you Abba Father. We thank you that we know for ourselves that you are Jehovah Rapha, the great physician, the one that can heal us in mind, in body, and in spirit. Lord God, we come praying for the sick, the hurting, the depressed, those who are going through COVID, those who are going through cancer, those who are living with AIDS, those who are living with Parkinson's, those, Lord God, who are autistic. We are lifting them up to you because we know that with just one touch from you,
yeah.
they would be healed.
Yeah.
Just one word from you, Father God, they would yeah. be healed. Because you are, hallelujah, the one that can do all things but fail. Lord, we thank you for being our provider. We thank you that you pay attention to every detail of our lives so that we lack nothing
yeah.
and we stand up in you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We thank you, Lord
you,
God, that you allow us to come to you anytime, night or day. We praise you, Father God, that you allow us to come and sit at your feet. We come to your sanctuary and we can behold your beauty, Lord God, because we know that you have us in the palm of your hand. We're so grateful, Father God, that we know that you are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient, Father God. You are in control of everything down here because you are Elohim, creator
oh, yeah.
of all things. And we just want to
yeah.
say thank you. We
thank
don't have
you.
To worry about
yes,
what our eyes
thank
see and our ears hear. We know
Lord,
that you, Father
you.
God, are still in control. You are still
yes.
on the throne, and you are still
yes.
high and lifted
thank
up.
You.
And no matter
yes,
what we are
Lord.
Going through, no matter what's
yes,
going
Lord.
On in the world, your word is true. You are the same yesterday,
yes.
today, and forevermore. You do
Lord,
not
yes.
change, and your promises do not change, and they do not,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
diminish because
yes.
of what our
hallelujah.
Eyes see in our ears here. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
God.
We praise
you.
We magnify you for that, Father God, because you, hallelujah, keep us day to day to day. We have the evidence, Father God. We're still here. We're still standing. We're still praising. We're still praying, Father God. And we just want to say
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father God. We pray for all our brothers and sisters around this world that can't openly praise you, that can't openly worship you. But, Lord God, they listen to these programs underground, and we thank you for that, Father God, because we just want to lift somebody up. We just want to lead somebody to you. So we just want to say thank you, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, for all of those missionaries that, hallelujah, hallelujah, have gone and took the word, your holy word, Lord, and planted those seeds, Lord God. We pray that you continue to water them, Father God, so that you might have the increase. Lord God, we pray right now for all of those who may be lost. They don't know you in the pardon of their sin, whether they be family members, whether they be friends, whether they be coworkers, whether they be acquaintances, Lord God. We just come lifting it up, them up to you, Lord God, praying that they will be delivered, praying, Father God, that they would allow you to heal them from the inside out, praying that they would allow you, Father God, to transform them from the inside out so they can make a difference in this world, so they can be a shining light for you, Father God, not for a ministry, not for a church, Lord God, but for you. May we serve you, Lord, within excellence. May we, hallelujah, go forth in boldness, Father God. And Lord God, we just come praying for all the governments, because we don't care what they're doing either. We know they sit on your shoulders. We know that they can't do anything unless you allow it.
Jesus,
so, Lord God,
Jesus.
We can still pray for every leader in the White House, in the courthouse, in the city halls. Lord, we pray that they would, hallelujah, look to you for counsel and guidance. Stand on what your word says, Lord God, and do what's best for your people. But, Father, I pray that your people would continue to pray. Seek your face, humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, so you can continue to heal us, oh God. Lord, I want to thank you immensely for every servant leader here, Lord God. I thank you for allowing us to work together in a spirit of love and cooperation and unity, Father God.
Thank you,
I praise you, Lord God, for every ministry represented here, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, pressed down, shaken together until running over. I speak life into their ministries. I speak finances into their ministry. I speak salvation into their ministries. I speak healing into their ministries. I speak deliverance into their ministries. Use them, oh God, because they're willing. They make it there available to you, God. So continue to use us, Father, for your purpose and for your glory. Continue, oh God, to send us because we are willing to go. We just want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us, through us, and for us. We just want to thank you now for those that will be saved. We're praising you now for those who will hear a word and that will give their lives to you, Lord. We pray that you will not allow the enemy to snatch their seeds of faith before they have time to take root. We pray that your people would study your word more, Lord God. And we pray that your people would live your word before the world so they might see what a wonderful God we serve. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, and we pray it all in your mighty Son Jesus' name. Amen, and we just give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
they were wrong and I could see.
But you told me
your ways are higher than mine.
Your thoughts are higher.
Your thoughts are higher than mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You spoke over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You spoke over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for it.
Oh, we thank you. Say to God, we are just so thankful to be in the midst of a beautiful service. And at this time, we're going to have our speaker come forth. She is not new to the Two Spirit Alive Network. Of course, she because she is a faithful servant. And we're so blessed to have her bring a mighty rim of words, so retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with and write on, and please give your undivided attention to
Thank
our beloved
you,
servant of God, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Thank you, Bishop Shirlene Cook, for this space of time that I can share the word of God. I have been looking forward to it. Today's theme is watch what you say, because words are powerful. Amen. I'm going to go into a brief word of prayer. Father God, I come to you, Lord, humbly and thankful. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for what you do for us, your children.
Yes.
We thank you for blessing us, Lord, today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you for what has gone forth already. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the praises. We thank you for what you have spoken. We thank you for the prayers. And we thank you
Lord.
For the audience. We thank you for everyone that is present. We thank you for those that are listening in. We thank you for those across the world. We thank you for
Lord.
Each one. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I ask that you would word my mouth, that you would give me only what you have put inside of me to speak.
Yes, Jesus.
In
Hallelujah.
This hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That it will bless your people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There will be more of an awareness of who you are and who we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to share a little, and then I'm going to go to the scriptures, and several of the scriptures that I will be sharing will come out of Proverbs. Jesus said his words come directly from the Father. He said that his words are spirit and life. Hallelujah. And on the day of judgment, we will have to give account every careless word that we have spoken. In other words, idle words. So we want to make sure that we guide our tongue, that we will speak what the Lord would have us to speak, that we would speak words of life, words of wisdom, but not idle words. Amen. Hallelujah. We can use our tongue to bring blessings and life, or we can use our tongue to bring curses and death. The tongue is a most powerful weapon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we want to proclaim victory over our lives and not accept defeat. Hallelujah. We want to take total authority over the devil's devices. Hallelujah. Because he tries to use us, hallelujah, even against one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Word of God, it says, even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Hallelujah. So he knows even the words that we haven't spoken, the words that are on our hearts. Hallelujah. But remember, gentle words will bring life and health. Amen. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to read a little, share a little bit more. The word of God in Jeremiah 1, 9 through 10, hallelujah, says, I have put my words in your mouth. Hallelujah. See, I have this day set you over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build and to plant. Hallelujah. Those words were spoken by the Lord, hallelujah, to Jeremiah. So just like Jeremiah, we must also put God's words in our mouths, hallelujah, about who he says we are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that comes out of our mouths affects the life of our very souls.
Come on.
As well as others. And if we want to position ourselves differently and posture ourselves for success, then we must speak differently. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we want to portray the image of God. Hallelujah. The image that he has put in us. Praise God. Amen. So we will go a little farther. Thank you, Jesus. How can we be truly ourselves if we're not aware of who we truly are? Hallelujah. So we need to pay most attention to who God says we are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some Christians only have windows but no mirrors. They can see everybody's shortcomings and sin, but never see their own. Praise God.
Come on now. Jesus
took time out even to sit with the sinners. Hallelujah, because he wanted to save them. But he didn't sin with them. We must know the difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there is a negative and there is a positive to the use of our tongues. Hallelujah. One kind word can change somebody's entire day and possibly their entire life. Hallelujah. So we must be willing to lay aside every weight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will share that scripture in a little while. It's in Hebrews. We will go through that scripture. Praise God. But we need to edify, hallelujah, and not put down.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We must understand and know that all things are expedient, meaning lawful, are profitable. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we must be careful, hallelujah, with what we say. Praise God. We must die daily in order to live a complete life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Integrity should be our lifestyle. In dying daily, that means putting ourselves aside from all that we have mustered up in our minds to do, but to rely on the Holy Spirit, to rely on the Lord, hallelujah, in doing what he has called us to do. Praise God, hallelujah. So in doing that, we are allowing God to refine us. Praise God, hallelujah. And we do need to be refined, hallelujah. Some of us have gone through the waters. Some of us have gone through the fire. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But Jesus went through, hallelujah, to save us through his blood. Hallelujah. So we need to remember that, hallelujah, what his true and main purpose was. Hallelujah. It was to save us, to save our lives, so that we could have a better life, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just because there are times that God seems silent to us doesn't mean that he's present. He's with us all the time. He hears our every words. Hallelujah. And while we are waiting, God is working. Hallelujah. He is always doing something for us. It's all about us all the time. And so that is the more reason that we should be all about him all the time. We
Amen.
Were chosen, hallelujah, into royalty. Hallelujah. We weren't born in it. Hallelujah. But God chose us into royalty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can thank him, hallelujah, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go about, he disperses, he dispatches his angels in our behalf. Hallelujah. So we have so much wrapped up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the mountains that he assigned us to, hallelujah, were for us to show others, hallelujah, to show others that mountain could be moved. Our greatest struggles can be our greatest breakthrough. If we can say what God says, we can have breakthroughs. Hallelujah. We all go through some trials. We all go through some tribulations. We all have some suffering to go through. Hallelujah. But we can be better than we were. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's putting our total trust in Jesus Christ and walking in obedience and doing what he has told us to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to now go to, I'm going to share a little something on relationship, because what we do and say and those that we interact with has a lot to do with relationship. Praise God. And the relationship that the Lord wants us to have is one of harmony and wholeness. Praise God, which is just the opposite of the state of strife and war. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to share a few things on relationship. Hallelujah. As in the Godhead, peace is expressed in relationship. Hallelujah. It is one thing not to strive or to fight, but to be at peace is so much more. To be at peace is to sincerely desire to bless another. It is not the kind where one would say, "I'll scratch your back and you can scratch and you will scratch mine." It's not that kind. It's much deeper than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because someone may be a blessing to you, praise God, or you may be a blessing to someone, but that someone may not be able to bless you back in the same way that you bless them. Hallelujah. But we can still maintain a relationship. Our relationship is with God. Our relationship is with others. Our relationship is with those closest to us. Our relationship is with those that we interact with on a regular basis. And our relationship with the world, also with the world around us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Hallelujah. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And that's found in Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, let's go to the scriptures. We'll go to Proverbs. And the first one is Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, that's the third verse, beholding the evil and the good. Praise God. So he doesn't miss anything. He sees everything, and he hears everything, and he knows everything. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, the next one is Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the 23rd verse. Praise God. 16:23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Verse 24. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So that's how important words are. Praise God. As I said before, they can bless and they can curse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They can speak life. They can speak death. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we want to always be ready to speak life. All right, let's go to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, verse 4. It says, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. Praise God. That sounds peaceful. Amen. Let's see. There's another one. Proverbs chapter 18 and the 21st verse says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to produce life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go to Proverbs, the 21st chapter, and that would be, I believe, the 23rd verse. The 23rd verse. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so there are times that we need to just shut our mouths and listen to the opinion of others. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are times in life where we may need to shut our mouth to save our life.
Okay.
Praise God. And just a reminder, don't intensify anger. Hallelujah. Because it gets stirred up and turns into wrath. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to James 1, verse 25, I believe. I'm sorry, 26 verse. Says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise God. So we must be careful of what we say.
Come on now.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. While we're in James, let's go to James 3, verses 10 through 12. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so be. 11th verse. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Think about it. The 12th verse says, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, the next one is 1 Peter. 1 Peter, I believe, 3:10. It says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. 11th verse, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see. Looking for the next one here. The next one is in Titus. Titus 3:2. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Hallelujah. So we want to show meekness to all men. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, too, that says maintain peace with all men. Hallelujah. And if we speak the wrong words, hallelujah, it might not be peaceful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to make sure I get all these scriptures in. See, let's go to Colossians 4, verse 6. It says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And speaking of salt, salt is measured out. And if we use too much salt, it could cause a problem. All right? Thank you, Jesus. So it says, let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Hallelujah. In other words, we don't answer everybody in the same manner. But if we're guided by the Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, we will know how to answer everyone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. A little bit more here. Share. Let's see. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Making sure I get all the scriptures. Praise God. All right. There are a few more, but let's go to Hebrews now. Okay, and that would be Hebrews, the 12th chapter, starting with the first verse. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we, hallelujah, we are the ones, hallelujah, that need to lay aside every weight and sin if it's in us. Hallelujah. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let's look at the 14th verse there, too, where it says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to follow peace, hallelujah, and holiness, because we want to see the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And not only do we just want to see him, which is our ultimate goal, we also want to please him in everything that we do and say, because it will make a difference. Hallelujah. It will make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. I got a little bit more time, so I'm going to go to, because I want to speak also to the fact that there are words that we can speak that have life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to speak life. Praise God. We want to prosper in the things that we say. The things that we say, we want them to prosper. We don't want to speak idle words. We don't want to use cursing because we belong to God. And so we want to please him in every way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because he has chosen us. And it's so much in him that he has given us, because he said in John 10 that he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And so we need to speak life more. We need to speak the words of God more. When we know that we have asked God to heal us, we need to speak that. There's a scripture, it's in Romans 4, that tells us to speak those things as though they are. Call those things as though they are, as though they already are. We may have asked God for something, praise God, and we're waiting, praise the Lord, but we should never forget that God promised to give us what we ask for. And so we should be anticipating whatever it is to come to pass. And so with that, we can actually call it in by speaking it into existence, because he already promised us that he would give it. And so if I'm waiting to be healed, and I know that Jesus spoke the words that with his stripes I am healed, then with that I know that I'm already healed. Amen. I may not be feeling total manifestations at the time, but I know according to his word, and his word is true, then I know that I'm already healed. Praise God. If I ask the Lord for something that I need, then I'm in anticipation, waiting for it to arrive, because I know what he promised me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to speak life over it. Hallelujah. There are times when we can speak peace, even in the midst of a turmoil. We can speak peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus spoke it. And we can speak the words of Jesus. Jesus said, peace, be still. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
And there was peace. And we can speak that over anything. Hallelujah. Over the mountain that might be in front of us. Hallelujah. We can speak peace, be still. Hallelujah. And the mountain is no longer. Praise God. We can speak peace over our bills, and God will take care of them. Hallelujah. We can speak peace over anything because those are the words of God. And he would prefer that we spoke his words rather than our idle words, praise God, that can bring death. Amen. Definitely not peace. I'm going to go to quickly just go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And we'll just go over quickly over some of the promises of God. Hallelujah. They happen to be, well, many of them happen to be in this chapter, but they're all through the Bible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go through verses 1 through 14. All right. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When something overtakes us, hallelujah, it's an overflow. It's an abundance. It's more than enough. And that's what he's telling us in verse 2. Praise God. But remember, it's if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord. That means hear him and do what he says. Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. No matter where you go, you will be blessed. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle. Whatever you have, there will be an increase. The increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will bless you in your going and your coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies. Remember this one. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before the seven ways. In other words, you will see them scrambling and running to get out of your way. Hallelujah. Because they will know who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. By the life that you live and your obedience to God. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Hallelujah. He will bless you right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will prosper in the place that you are. Hallelujah. And you will also prosper in the place that he sends you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's not about environment. Hallelujah. When you're a child of God. Hallelujah, because he wants to bless us. He just wants us to walk in obedience. Hallelujah. And claim his word, stand on his word, believe his word, share his word, speak his word.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Thank you, Jesus. The ninth verse, the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, that's us, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Tenth verse says, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called, hallelujah, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They
Amen.
Won't even touch you. Hallelujah. Because they will know not to. Hallelujah. The 11th verse, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous and good, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your body will line up with the word of God, which is perfect. Hallelujah. You will be in perfect health. Hallelujah. You will prosper. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In all of these areas, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the 12th verse says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all of the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend, hallelujah, unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Hallelujah. That's what he will do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You will become the lender and not the borrower. Hallelujah. And I believe
Jesus.
That we all
Thank
would rather
you.
Be in the place where we're lending rather than borrowing. In
yes.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah. And the 13th verse, and that's the final verse, and then I have one more little thing to share. But it says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. You will not be lagging behind. You will not be last. You will be first. Hallelujah. And thou shall be above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. And
Come
if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. The 14th verse, and that's the last one I'm reading, says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Chief. Hallelujah. And there's one little thing since there it's Black History Jeez. That I want to read, and it says, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great of a burden to bear.
Amen. Glory
By
to God.
By Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King
Luther
Jr.
King Jr.
Amen. God bless
to
you
God
all.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
And I pray you
Thank
got something
you,
out of this message. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
What a beautiful message. Huh, watch what you say. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, saints of God, I want you to know the Spirit Alive is constantly changing, constantly moving forward. So, and we're going to be making some changes here because we want to see more of you come to the Lord. We want to see more of you to participate and glorify God with us because we're a family. There's love here. There's no condemnation here. There's no judgment here. We just want you to know that we love you and we want you to participate. And now it is your time. Hallelujah. To pull out a nugget or give us a praise or just glorify God for our speaker and forgetting then all the knowledge that she shared with us this morning. So if you are in the sanctuary and you would like to put your praise on it, please press your one now, and that will let me know that you want to be in the sanctuary. This morning we will have time to hear from our staff as long as they keep it very short. Hallelujah. Because we want everyone to have an opportunity to speak. So show kindness, show consideration, please. So when we make our comments, let's be short. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you have a comment or question or praise or testimony, you may press your one now. Amen. So, but we will go through the staff this morning. Hallelujah. And we are first going to ask our very dear sister, Sister Gladys. Hallelujah. Minister Gladys, come on in the room and pull out a nugget and just bless the people. Just pull out a nugget.
Giving God all the praise and glory for the word on today. Just thanking and God, you know, that, you know, we have to speak it into existence, pray for it, we live for God, we pray for it, and we have to know that it's coming without a shadow of a doubt. And also to be careful of those negative words and thoughts, you know, to refrain from that and just to stand on God's word. It's just so
yes, amen.
Go through and study and to learn more, I mean, it's just, wow. God bless you, Apostle Flowers, for the wonderful word. You always do such a wonderful job. I really receive the whole lot.
Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Minister Gladys. Hallelujah. We praise God for you, sis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mother Mitchell, pull out a nugget and come on in the room.
Amen. I think once, if we try to sum this all up, thank you, my sister Zeta. I love you so much.
Amen.
It says love and not hate, because that's what God says we must do. And it doesn't
Amen.
Matter circumstances, happenstance, or anything else is. If we keep that before us and his words in our mouth, we will always come out ahead. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. Amen. Okay, 415-969-967. Good morning. God bless you.
Is that me?
Good morning, Marty. Yes, that's you.
Hey, good morning. I really enjoyed your show today. And I was looking over, I go back to Psalm 91, verse 5, where it says, "You shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day." And that area there, that it's been moving me.
Amen. Glory.
Yeah, so that's it was just I've read and reread it, and you know, trying to memorize, you know, the individual verses, but I'm finding it's more, there's a message, like the way it plays through the various books of the Bible. So that was, just wanted to share that today.
Amen. Thank you, Marty. Thank you. God bless you, dear.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Hallelujah. Evangelist, my dear sweet sister, Evangelist Michelle, come on in the room and pull out a nugget.
Thank you so much. I, too, like Sister Gladys, I really love the part you brought out about that we need to really bridle our tongues, especially with youth, because there are a lot of adults that are walking around with young hurt from an adult that oversaid, or I'm just going to say oversaid some things to a child, and really hurt them with some words. So if we would bridle our tongues, which means to don't use hurtful words, and be careful with the words that we say to people, because they can linger on for a lifetime. So if we would just be mindful to that, God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Evangelist Kathy, come on, my sister. Pull out a nugget. Come in the room.
God bless you, saints. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Zeta. Watch what you say.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Watch what you say.
The words.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue. Yes, it is.
Matthew tells you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying and representing? The minute you open your mouth,
good.
You display the kind of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you displaying?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says a wise man guards his thoughts.
That's
let
right.
peace abound in your mouth. Don't let it be turbulent. Don't let people hate to see you coming because you have too much to say or say the wrong things. This was a very powerful, powerful message.
Yes, it was.
Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Now that we've heard this message, from this point on, you're responsible for obeying it. God bless you, Satan.
Say that, evangelist. Okay, hallelujah. Say that.
Amen.
All right, Deacon Isbell, pull out a nugget and come on in the room.
Oh, good morning, Bishop. To Apostle Zeno, I enjoyed the message. The Lord has talked to me through you many times for trying to learn to temper my voice, and I'm still learning, and I will still work on it. The Spirit of Love praise and worship experience is one church, but it has many locations. If you are within the sound of our voice, then you are the Spirit of Love praise and worship experience. And as the previous speaker said, you have heard this message. It is up to you to follow. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, hallelujah. I'm sorry, saints of God. I was just all up in it for a minute. All right. That rhymed. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go down to our beautiful family down in Arizona, the Holloways. Come on in the room, please.
Praise the Lord. God is
thank
good.
You, Jesus.
We enjoyed the message, and my little nugget is that we are atmosphere changers. We can go in a room and say the right or the wrong word, and it'll change the whole atmosphere. The scripture in Proverbs 31 says that she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is a law of kindness. Sometimes God will tell us, be still and know, don't say a word. Praise the Lord.
Right.
And sometimes he'll tell us, like the scripture, be bold as a lion. But we got to use the wisdom of God. Thank you for that word.
Yes,
amen.
We give
amen.
God praise and glory
thank
and
you.
Honor for the word this morning. Yes, he will tell you, as you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, you seeking God for the will of God, but even the word that God would give you to say, if you to say anything. I know we had some while back, we had some situations, and God said, don't say nothing. He said, don't say nothing. Don't talk back to them. Don't say nothing. He said, just pray. Pray and don't say. Sometimes we can't say. We can't open our mouths. We wanna say something back to them. But if we say something back, that's going to cause even more hardship. So long as God is telling you what to say, then you say that. But if he don't tell you to say anything, don't say anything. And we have to be careful of what we say, as it was said earlier. I think Evangelist Michelle Scott said, we got to watch what we say to our children.
Yes.
I know when I was young, someone told me something, and it wasn't good. It planted a seed in my spirit, and it caused me not to be able to do what I needed to do. It caused
my
me
Lord.
not to believe until I got saved, not to believe that I could make it. Don't ride on my coattail. Don't ride on my coattail. You're not going to be nothing no way. That seed, you got to watch what you say to your children, and as you in the household, and you in the household, and you with your wife, and you fussing at your wife, and you say certain things, and the children pick it up, and it hurts them.
Amen.
So we gotta watch what we say, no matter where we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Move God.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. In the name
of
Jesus. We give you all praise, glory, and honor today, God. We thank you, Lord, for the souls that are on this line. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that they're here and that they will come to the throne of grace in the time of need, God.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move God. Too hard for thee, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, God. We bless your name. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. In Jesus' name.
Can you hear me, Zeta?
Yes.
This is Evangelist Michelle. Can you start off a circular prayer so it just won't be empty air going?
Yes, yes. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord, that you would move in this situation right now in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're trusting you. We're believing you, Lord. We thank you for the service
of God.
Today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Again, Mother Mitchell, please bring the benediction so I can dismiss you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God,
thank you for praying, Apostle
Fado.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bless us.
Some of the others were as well.
I heard. Go ahead, Mother Mitchell.
And cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Amen.
Let the church of God say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is
amen.
A liar. We are victorious in all that we do.
Yes.
And we just pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ. Hallelujah. And remember to pray, because prayer does change things. You just saw that in the name of Jesus. You were just a witness. Hallelujah. So you know that prayer changes things. Glory to God.
Yes.
So we pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. You believe God in all that you do. And you pray to God in all that you do. You speak life over yourself, over your children,
Lord.
Over your spouse, over your friends and family.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak life. Speak life. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. We're so glad that you joined us here today. I am Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was joined by anointed saints of God. Hallelujah. In the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Evangelist Michelle Scott, our beautiful sister, Minister Gladys. Hallelujah. Evangelist Kathy Horton. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Apostle Edwin Holloway and Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Hallelujah. Deacon William Isbell. We just praise God for each and every one of them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They are faithful.
Yes.
Each one, Lord, touch them, oh God.
Yes.
And we are all praying for you fervently, from my household to yours, that you be transformed. Please now go with God. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your day.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
What a
bless you all.
Thank you for covering me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful job, Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah.
Yes. Beautiful.